With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Betch. Betch, bitch.
Paradise.
Betch, bitch. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba, bitch in paradise.
Betch, bitch.
Betch, bitch.
Hello!
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And welcome back to Badge Bitch,
the podcast where we bitch about The Bachelor.
Here we are again. It's been, what would you say, 20 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes probably.
Since the last podcast. Nice break. I found out Johnny does actually live here. He did emerge.
Yep, went to the doctor's.
Always a pleasure to see him.
We talked about our housemate for a bit.
Yeah, taking out the bin. Johnny took the bin, took a rubbish bag down on our way out. I went and moved my car.
Mm-hmm.
And then Johnny, while I was moving my car, I saw him. There were like 5-6 wheelie bins out the front because it's clearly bin day. He took them all, brought them back all inside.
He takes all the bins out and puts them out there for bin day, like on a Sunday, and brings them all back in on a Monday.
What an angel.
I know. Honestly, I've never met anybody who does things, like domestic things like him. Like if that was me, I'd forget. I would take my own apartment bin out.
Yeah, you wouldn't take
and
everyone.
And I'd probably forget it.
Yeah.
And every week, like especially if I'm with him, we do it together. And then I'm like, I know that I feel better because I'm doing this with you, like I'm a good person, and it makes me feel like up, like hoity-toity about like all the other people who live in the building, just like, you don't even fucking take your own bin out. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Well, then you're ruining the purpose of taking the bins out by being snooty about it.
Yeah, I know, but also, it's very fun. I've just, just things like that, or like he'll replace toilet paper before we run out.
Now, that's insane.
That's crazy, right?
The bin thing, Peter would do that as well. Enemy of the pod, Peter.
Take all the bins out. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, we used to live together and I don't know if I ever took the bin, to the rubbish out to the wheelie bins. So that's something that I just never think to do.
Whoa. You didn't take the rubbish out to the wheelie bin?
Never. Maybe like a few times over the period of years that we lived together.
Oh, my gosh. You are our housemate.
Yeah.
Although the thing we were discussing mostly is that our housemate bought a newspaper on the weekend for the he walked in with a coffee and a paper,
a Sunday paper,
and then sat down. And me and Jenna were like, "Did you get a paper?" And he was like, "Yeah, I got a paper." We're like, "Do you read the paper?" And then he was like, "Yeah, I read the paper sometimes. So I get the paper," and it sat untouched on the table for days. He hasn't opened it. Actually, I opened it today and I read a stat about the Avengers film and then about a lady who got murdered in Cairns. So, all good things.
You can find that online.
Yeah, I know.
You don't need that. Also, it's that we flagged him that maybe he was trying to impress someone.
I think basically what I think is I reckon there was maybe a pretty girl working at the Woolworths because he got the coffee from the Woolworths.
You can get coffee from Woolworths.
Yeah, our one. I mean, it's not good. That's why this morning the cafe on the corner was shut and I wanted to get a coffee. And then we were past and it was shut and John was like, "Do you want to go to the Woolworths?" And I was like, "No, I don't like the coffee from there." and so then we came home and I didn't get a coffee, but Buzz doesn't care. But also I think he's quite partial to a pretty lady. Like, you know, the people who would get signed up for charity stuff just because there's a pretty lady on the street.
Yeah.
Like, and then cancel it as soon as they get home. I think he would do the same thing.
I just like the idea that he's trying to impress a girl by buying a Herald Sun.
Yeah, I think he was like, "I'll get the paper too because I'm an educated man. Look at me, I'm reading the paper. I'm like your dad. I'm reliable."
How old is he?
31.
Yeah, no 31-year-old should be buying the paper.
No, literally everything is online.
Yeah.
You could read it.
Just wasteful.
Yeah. That trees.
Sorry to anyone listening to the pod who works in print media.
Yeah, also, I mean, if she is into environmentalism, which I assume, like, every young person she sort of is,
mm-hmm.
you would be like, "Well, you bought a paper and you didn't use a keep cup? We got infinity keep cups in the... Okay, we got two keep cups in the cupboard. John has got one and I've got one. Take one."
Yeah, that's true. What a piece of shit. Anyway, I would love... Just send me updates on this paper because...
Okay.
It's just sat on the corner of the coffee table. Strewn somewhat. I'm just thrilled. Thrilled to find out if it moves.
It was.
It's already, like, it's already old now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's dated.
So quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll see. Because now I'm going to have to make a conscious effort to not put it in the bin in 3 days. So I'll continue to take a photo of it. I reckon he'll move it in like 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Sounds like something I'd do.
Maybe even potentially longer. Like if I moved it to the table over there, it could stay there for a year, maybe.
Yeah.
But this is the coffee table and sometimes he has people around. Although maybe he'll think that'll impress them still.
That's what he bought it for. Okay, let's get back into it.
Episode 9,
here we go. The start of...
The start of something new.
Oh, hell yeah.
It feels so right to be here with you, yeah. Because I'm looking in your eyes.
I thought you were doing Zach.
I don't know this. I just know some words. I don't know the harmony or anything. Also,
well, you're an idiot.
Excuse me. I got a cold big nuts to me, please.
If there's something I know, it's that people love hearing people sing on a podcast. Or maybe that's just me. Whenever I hear it, I'm like, shut up.
Don't you love it? Don't you love just hearing me be me?
I love hearing you sing. You got a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Right now, you're like a fucking
looking
monster.
In your eyes.
Do you know how thrilled I am that you started singing a song from High School Musical? I didn't even think you knew High School Musical.
I've not really watched them. I remember everybody was into it, but I didn't have like the I didn't Disney have Channel. Disney Channel because where I'm from, like, you had to, if you wanted to get the pay TV, you had to put a fucking satellite in your yard. And mum was like, my mum's like a landscaper. And so she's like, I'm not fucking putting a satellite dish in my fucking beautiful yard. It looks like a rainforest. Not ruining the aesthetic.
Is this one with the house, with the with pool the pink, and then the
yeah.
pink?
Yeah, okay. So we had a corrugated iron shed in the backyard. Then mum put a pool in. Then we built a Balinese pavilion and deck. And then my mum was like, the corrugated iron doesn't work. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to paint the shed hot pink, put some big geckos on it, and thatch the roof. There, Balinese.
But no satellite dish.
No satellite dish.
That would stick out like a sore thumb. Hot pink paint? Yes.
Yes.
Belongs in any rainforest.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen a picture of it.
Okay.
We'll pop one up.
Yeah, okay. We'll pop one up. It actually doesn't look that bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think it looks that bad. Okay. It doesn't look that bad. Look.
It's nice.
It's sort of just like you forget that it's a shed because it's a pink. You're just like, that's a pink wall. Ah!
Why don't you just paint it green or something?
Because it already was green. Because it was like that, you know that like gross green that like sometimes sheds are? Like that sort of like olivey green?
Oh yeah. You needed like a deeper, darker green, I think.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Anyway, back to the pod. Sorry, we keep on getting off topic.
Daniel also gave me a slice of banana bread, which I just want to flag. It was very nice.
Thank you. I feel like we needed to eat something to get our drive back.
And now, oh my God, the energy in the room is electric. All right, episode 9, here we go, cunts. We are just coming off the back of that rose ceremony where Alicia chose Jules, and she didn't know she was going to do that until he basically begged for his life.
Yeah.
And she says, I'm going to be made to look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Because he was a dick to me and I still gave in to him. Flo's quite wise, you know. She's very good to everyone. She says, don't worry, every girl knows that you know, you listen to your heart. No one's going to blame you for that.
Yeah.
Bless you.
But also, Flo. I feel like Alicia was also partly worried because she didn't get a great edit on The Bachelor.
Right.
I think she was partly worried that they could maneuver it to make it look like she was like kicking him out and being vindictive. I think she was worried that they were going to edit her like that because they didn't know how to, like, you never know how you're going to come across.
Yeah.
So I think she was maybe a bit worried about doing that. Or like, yeah, basically not picking him and then coming across like a bitch instead of like a reasonable lady.
Yeah, people are psychos. Someone was tweeting that like oh, how can Alicia even judge Ivan? And I was like,
what?
Very easily.
Yeah.
She's not towering over people and, like, directly threatening them. What has she done? Laugh at a mean girl's joke? Like, yeah. That's literally all that
she Also, what she did to Jules is nothing on what Ivan did to Tennille. Alicia wasn't, like, following Jules around unwantedly.
I think they're just talking about from The Bachelor. Oh. I don't think they're talking about on Paradise.
Oh, okay.
That she's, like, a cunt or something like that. And I'm like...
Yeah, well, okay, yeah, she never... Yeah. She never physically threatened anybody, though.
She just gravitated towards funny, beautiful people.
Okay, you need to stop. Okay.
I'm disappointed that Kat left so early.
What, did you want some drama to go down?
No, I just would like to see her, like, with a guy that she likes.
Yeah, I would like to see, because obviously, you know, producers want a villain, so they'll tell you to be a certain way or be like, you'll get more, whatever, if you do this.
Mm.
Screen time, which Kat was there to promote a jewelry line, which is still making an appearance this series. I see that the cicada earrings are back. Alicia wore them in episode 10, and I was like, oh, girl, my earrings. Sorry, I don't know what that was.
Whoa. It's very interesting. Yes, look. Yeah, I don't know. I think Kat would have been... She can probably pop back next season. Yeah, I'm still annoyed at them for having excess girls first so that some of them had to leave because they brought in so many interesting people.
Yeah. It's not fair that Vanessa Sunshine went either. Was that second rose ceremony? First.
First, maybe. Yeah, first. It was Vanessa Sunshine and Kat who both left. And they're both women with, like, personalities. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, like, as much as I love Shannon, I wouldn't notice if she wasn't in this season.
Yeah. Bless her cotton socks.
Whereas if Vanessa Sunshine had been a main character, oh, I would have noticed.
Hell
yeah. There's no way she would have dealt... I reckon she would have handled this Ivan situation.
Yeah, she would have.
She would have been like, Ivan, you can't do that.
Yeah.
She would have dealt with it. Where's our queen when we need her?
Well, that was what Lorena was like last season.
Yeah.
I love Lorena. Okay. Anywho, Flo, we still get Flo. Flo's still talking about how she wishes Davey was there. Davey, obviously, he got fucked off earlier.
Yeah.
And then Alicia says she doesn't even know if she's into Jules anymore. She's frustrated because he's seen her be emotional and he might think that she's in love with him. And think that that's like every girl's worst nightmare. A guy hurts you and then you're crying. And then the guy is just like, oh, she's so clingy and in love with me. Yeah. Tennille says she feels overwhelmed, but I don't know why. Are you serious?
Yeah, we know why. It's because he's always there. He went into your room when you just wanted to be alone, listened to you take a shit, and then was waiting on your bed and scared the shit out of you.
We don't know if she was taking a shit. That's okay. Slander.
Sorry, I just think she was taking a shit.
I think you need to be more careful with your words, Danielle. I think that's all I'm saying.
Honestly, imagine if she did...
This is the only time I am sticking my head out for us going too far.
Imagine...
How dare you?
Imagine how pissed off she would have been if she did a real stinky shit and then she walked out of her, like, toilet hoping to, like, leave the apartment and just be like, okay, I'm gonna have so that's gonna, like, the smell's gonna, like, go away before my room buddy gets back. And then she walks out and she's like, fuck, now I gotta sit in my stink and know that Ivan's, like, still into me even though he can smell my fucking rank shit. They've been drinking so much alcohol. Don't act like she hasn't done a few stinky ones.
Yuck. I fucking hate you. I'm so mad at you. Okay.
What? She's gonna do a shit at some point.
Yeah, but we don't have to talk about it or think about it. The only positive to that is that, like, you would hope that Ivan would maybe be like, that's gross. I'm not horny anymore. Alas, that did not happen. I've said alas three times today. Daniel enters. Canadian Daniel. Daniel, you won't know him, but he was on the last season of The Bachelor in Paradise, and he said he was like Geppetto, but he made the women his puppets. He was the guy I was referring to who was playing like three different girls for a rose, and then none of them gave them to him, and Lorena was there, and she was like, actually, you're really misogynistic.
Yes.
And I don't want to, like, that's why I didn't give you my rose.
That's good. I like it because I hated him from the moment he walked in because everybody also started yelling out Geppetto when he walked in.
Yes. And then Alex Nation goes, oh my God, it's the douchebag. And she says, to me, Daniel's like a condom full of peanuts. Can you imagine a condom full of peanuts? How lumpy that would be. That's Daniel.
What?
I don't understand.
I don't understand that either. All,
but I don't want anything to do with it, just like I don't want anything to do with him.
Yeah, so that's just like something sense. I say because it makes sense in my head. And then when somebody else says, what? Like they, I need to join the dots for them. Like, she's like, he's all lumpy because he's real muscly, but sort of in a weird way, you know, when it's like a strange muscle situation.
It's almost like he has like ab implants.
Like those things where like men just inject oil in their arms and you're like, what? Have you seen that Russian man? There's this Russian man who's like, let me find Russian men with biggest arms. I'm going to Google quickly. And he's got just like, the rest of his body is just like a normal man's body. But he's got the biggest arms in the world, because he's injected them with like some chemical, but I think it is actually oil. There he is there.
No. What's the point? He looks sick.
No. Yeah. I mean, and they keep up, look at his normal body.
He looks sick. Man. Yeah. Is he sick?
I mean,
his arms look like they're struggling.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's kind of sick, but yeah, they said he'll probably die because I mean they I think they're like yeah, if you keep injecting, like, it's like synthol, I don't know what synthol is, but if you keep injecting that, at some point you're probably gonna hit a vein, you know.
I saw some article about some guy who like was injecting his own cum into his arm because he was sick.
What? Why are you doing that for?
And then it just like sort of formed this little ball in his arm or something. I can't remember exactly. Google it. I'm sure it'll come up.
What do I Google? Cum arm?
Cum.
Man.
Inject semen? Inject. Man inject semen? Sick.
Semen. Oh, I read a disgusting tweet yesterday. Somebody said, I can't remember what it was. Somebody was like, what do old people call cum? And then somebody else was like, I think they call it cream, which is just the most repulsive thing I can ever imagine. Yuck.
Makes it sound a lot better than it is.
Why was he doing that?
There you go. You found him. Because he was sick.
An Irishman's plan to treat his chronic back cream by back injecting cream. His own semen directly into his arm has ended with him being hospitalized with a large abscess. Why would he do that?
He probably read it online or something.
He had been injecting semen into his arm once a month for 18 months, but injected a triple dose. Ah, horny day. Shortly before seeing the doctor. Why? Why do it before you see the doctor? What? The
Irish medical. He's like, I bet they're not going to let me do it anymore, so I'll just get a big one in there.
The Irish Medical Journal said it's the first known case of someone using semen as a treatment for back pain. Weird. What?
Yeah.
Had he been finding this good? Why had he been doing that? Why would you put cum in your own?
Danielle, stop looking at it.
I'm just I want to find out why he thought he could do that.
I swear he probably saw it on 4chan or something.
A search of more eclectic internet sites and forums found no other documentation of semen injection for back pain treatment or other uses. That is literally... although there is a report of the effects of subcutaneous semen injection into rats and rabbits, there is no cases of intravenous semen injections into humans found across literature. What the fuck? You can't just decide a thing. Semen is not the cure. Is it just like stem cells come from babies and other places? Babies come from semen. I guess I inject semen into my arm.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. It's very upsetting.
Somebody make me horny so I can come. I hate him.
A great Irish accent there, I Thank have you. To say. Anyway, Daniel. That's basically Daniel.
Yep.
Oh, he would. Alicia says, Geppetto or not, I'm having a crack. No, Alicia.
Yeah, I've written Alicia pretends she's into him. She's not into him.
Yvonne says,
"Oh, we got somebody entering the house. Sorry, Jono.
Here he is.
Hello, sorry. Here Hello. He is. Thank you for entering the house. You're a genius. Thank you.
What'd you get?
My favorite frozen dinner.
That's beautiful.
If I ever get a frozen one, I get this Chinese chicken and cashews. Yum.
I get a McCain's ham and pineapple pizza slices.
Thank you. These are our favorite frozen dinners from the girls you love the most.
I took a picture because I realized what I done. Whenever I get a frozen pizza, I buy like fruit and vegetables to like
make it look like you have it. You're not eating pizza with broccoli steamed on the side.
No, I'll get like bananas and avocados, which I know I'll eat, but obviously not with the pizza. But I'm just trying to balance it out. And then I realized I'd literally put the pizza down on the counter and then put the avocado and the bananas on top so you couldn't see it. And it's like, I was like, I know they have to scan it. But like, I go to the same place that's like really close to my house and they like talk to me. Like the other day they noticed I wasn't wearing my glasses because I had contact lenses in. Like, they know who I am and they know how many I buy. And
how
I
many
hate
do you buy?
It. I less now.
Okay. Like one a week? One a
fortnight? I just go through periods where I'll just get the same thing because I can't be bothered.
I
haven't gotten one quite
sometimes.
A while.
Yeah. Especially like if like
I mean, I'm sure your chicken and cashew sounds a lot more healthy than my McCain's ham and pineapple pizza slices.
I don't know. I mean, they're all frozen meals. They can't be too good.
Yeah.
It's just like when you're like, I don't want to cook. But also, thank you, Jonah, for getting that food to me. I really do hope he ends up getting Thai food because I really want that duck soup. It's my favorite. It's so good. It's just like this like hearty duck broth.
Cool.
It's like pak choi in it and then like some noodles and then some duck. Sorry to any vegans out there. And I'm like, look at it, Naomi, like I want to fuck the duck before I eat it.
Yeah, you are. This is what our listeners tune in for.
So is this episode more R18 than any episode we've ever made? We've
talked
about
not.
Shit, a man injecting cum into his arms and now me fucking a duck. And banana bread.
And banana bread. Yum.
Yum.
Anyway, what were we saying before we were really
interrupted? We're talking about how Alicia was pretending to be into Daniel.
Oh, yeah. Ivan says, it's not good seeing a guy come into paradise because that's a guy who could steal Tennille away from me. Ooh, there's a few guys in there that you should worry about. Alicia calls Daniel a regulation hottie, which is, I'm sorry. I think he's not. Okay, so American Alex, I'm like, I'm not attracted to you, but on paper I can see it. And I can see, like, you look nice. But with Daniel, can't see shit. He does not look hot to me at all in any
way. Exactly. Okay, so John was, like, watching it with me and, like, we were deciding between Daniel and Mac who we would pick.
Mm.
And I was like, well, Daniel is disgusting.
Yes.
I couldn't handle Daniel. And he was like, yeah, but Mac's also gross. And I was like, yeah, but Daniel's also like a horrible person. And also there's nothing like, John was like, he's a big, beautiful, muscly man. And I was like, no, I don't think there's anything like attractive about his, like, his face looks smarmy, which I know is my favorite word to say. And I keep saying it, but mm-hmm. He looks like a greasy, smarmy dickhead. And there's nothing like, at least Mac is annoying, but maybe he's like, at least he seems like he's got a sweetheart or something.
Yeah, he's nice.
Yeah.
They're both terrible with women in different ways. One's more toxic than the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good. Glad and one looks agreed. Like the guy from Tripod.
Daniel pulls Tennille aside and says he thinks she likes him, but he's not into too much makeup. She's like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, that's like a weird, do you reckon that's like a weird neg? Like, he's, like, trying to be flirty. He's like, you like me, don't you? But it ends like, but I actually don't like too much makeup, so probably not you.
Does he say that to her face? He doesn't say that to her face.
I think he says, I don't like too much makeup to her face, but I'm not sure what happened.
No, he doesn't say that to her face. Okay, he's not that awful.
And then he says about Flo.
Well, Ivan and Nathan tell Dan who's hooking up with who.
Yeah.
But he obviously doesn't give a shit about that.
And then Daniel says about Flo, I'm not head over heels for her looks.
Yeah.
What? Why are you just giving the rundown on what you think about women?
Because he's disgusting.
And then he says that he finds Alicia's conversation attractive.
Yes.
And so he decides to take Alicia on a date.
Yeah. And to which Flo says, I knew I should have brought my G-string because Alicia's, her ass is fully out and it is working for her. and then Ivan tells Tennille he told Dan to stay away from her.
Yeah.
Which she does not like. And she says, I need you to pull back the reins a little bit. And then, so they're like lying down on the grass or something. And then he like goes to hold her hand and she pulls her hand away. And then she says, "What did I just say?" And then he kisses her on the head and then she pulls away again.
And he tries to hold her hand.
Yep, that is what I said.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought you said, okay, sorry, I got confused.
Two times in a row after she says pull back the reins, we need to cool it, he tries
and
to,
she
like,
said I want less affection as well, like specifically less affection.
And then he says, she's telling me not to get ahead of myself, how can I not, I'm in paradise in a hammock with a beautiful girl.
Well,
how can I not, do you know,
so can I interrupt for a moment, because Tennille has a good quip with this, because he completely disregarded what she said about less affection. Then he kissed her. He, like, held her hand and kissed her on the head. And then she said, like, what did I just say? And then he said, so what, am I supposed to pretend you're dead? And then she said, no, just pretend you've known me for 6 days.
Yeah.
Which is so good.
Got him. I just hate that. How can I not? Like, I can't control myself. How dare you? She's asking you to stop. You're not stopping. You're clearly not respecting her boundaries. This is the kind of shit. A guy slapped a girl's ass, and I was in the venue. And anyway, apparently, and then my other friend, like, started screaming at him. And his response was, how could I not?
Yeah.
Just fucking don't. Don't pretend you're, like, a... Like, okay, they get mad when we say men are dogs. And then when you're like, control yourself, it's like, hey, it's just boys being boys. That's our instincts.
Yeah.
No, you're not an animal.
But it's just like,
you
I
can
mean,
control yourself. There Please are men, control yourself.
There are also men who don't do those things, though.
A lot of men. Do you know how many times a man hasn't smacked me on the ass?
More almost, times than the ones who have.
Almost every man I've seen.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, if other men cannot do that, then you cannot do that. You just have no respect for other people.
Yeah, it's not
you just
about
don't
you
want
not
to
being
not do
able
that.
To control yourself. You just don't want to.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
We'll kill you.
You are throwing out so many.
Sorry, I'm sick and I've decided I'm in a weird mood. And I'm just saying whatever the fuck I want, apparently.
This is last time as well. Not the this like last time we got together to do a podcast.
Yeah, because I've been
You're
sick.
Throwing out death threats as well.
I've been sick for, like, as long as I can remember now.
Facetious death threats. I think I even edited a few of them out because I was like, I don't want us to get sued.
Well, yeah, no, I have, I guess. It's been a long, sorry. It's been, I got bronchitis, like, honestly, I think, like, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Mm.
And I started to get a bit better. And then, I don't know if somebody came around our house who was sick or something because we all got sick.
Are you looking at me?
No, not you, because you haven't been sick.
No, I haven't.
You haven't been sick. I don't know what happened, but everybody in the house got sick, and because I think I was already weakened from the bronchitis, I've gotten it, like, way worse. Mm. I've had this one for nearly a week now as well.
And that's making you threaten to kill people.
Yeah.
She's
Because I'm
enough.
Done. I'm at the end of my tether.
You are. You know, I remember speaking to you, like, a few years ago.
Yeah.
And you saying, like, I swear, we can edit this out if you want.
Yeah, okay.
But it was something like, she's one of those women who, like, you know, they're like, oh, like, I hate all men. And it's like, calm down. Like, it's only a few of them. And I feel like you've really come full circle to just being like,
I hate
kill
all of
them
all. I think, like, I've come a long way. I've spent a long time with you.
This was pre-Me Too movement. And you were like, chill out. There are a lot of good people in the world. And now you've just, like, got black eyes.
I think the thing that's happened is I've been exposed to far more now. I've seen a lot of things.
I remember you said that to me and I was like, I better not say that part of me out loud just yet.
I reckon.
But now it's fine.
I think it's weird how that happens. Like, you know, how you, like, I remember not. I didn't even know about feminism, like, for my entire childhood. I didn't know about it. Didn't know it existed. And I don't think I even knew maybe until I was, like, 20 or 21, sort of, that it was even a thing.
Right.
Like, I didn't even really know because I was doing my thing. And definitely I didn't even ever think about it in Townsville. And I also didn't know because I grew up in, like, I was the, like, we didn't, my dad didn't have any, like, we didn't have any boys. Like, it was just, like, mom, dad, and then me and my two sisters.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, we're all the girls. Dad sort of got bullied by us.
a real matriarchy.
And then, like, I would do all the chores for boys, I guess, that you would give boys if it was, like, gender roles. And then, like, my granddad, like, bought me a motorbike when I was a kid. And I just always, I was like, I can do anything the boys can do, but way better because I'm the best because you're a kid and think you're better than everybody else. And I just don't think that I thought of it as a thing until I grow up. And then, weirdly, sometimes you're like, wait, I'm being treated differently. What is this? What's happening? I don't understand. What is this? And then slowly it starts to dawn on you and you're like, this isn't fair. This isn't the world I grew up in. I was told I could do anything.
Yeah.
Why?
Back where I came from, anyone could slit the throat of a pig.
Exactly.
It didn't matter.
It didn't matter what you had between your legs. You could kill anything.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And so then I slowly have come round to almost genocide.
Yeah. By the time I talked to you after Harvey Weinstein happened, you were just like, I'm fucking sick of him, man. Okay, she's here, baby. Danielle has arrived. But also I think people didn't think about that when we were younger because, like, I feel like the internet really brought on a new, like, social movement to the point where everyone's talking online. And so I feel like before 2013, I didn't really know much about anything.
Yeah.
And then that year, I feel like I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, I guess, like, they're just being more, like, feminist, like, podcasts and then, like, articles online,
it's
you know?
It's definitely way more mainstream than it used to be.
Yeah.
And so everyone used to be like, I'm not a feminist, but now it's, like, because it used to be taboo to call yourself a feminist, but now it's taboo not to. So if any like, woman with, like, who's, like, a celebrity or something says she's not a feminist, everyone's like, you fucking what, cunt.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know what to think about men, though, because I'm like, if a man says he's a feminist, I'm like, don't trust you. But then also if a man, like, refused to call himself a feminist, I'd be like, don't trust you. I think you have to not spout constantly that you're a feminist if you're a man. But if somebody says, are you a feminist? You'd be like, yeah, I guess I am. Like that.
We don't know anything.
Okay, we need to get on the pod.
Jesus Christ. Off we go again. Okay. Dan and Alicia go on a date. They're building a raft.
Why the fuck are they building a raft? Also, the raft floats. Very surprised by that.
Jules is like, oh, I'm not done with Alicia, but I think we still have chemistry, but I don't want to hurt her. Blah, blah, blah. Bill and Nathan are like, you got to step up, man. Show us, give her some romance or whatever.
Three more ham and cheese sandwiches, please.
Alicia tells Dan about
Alicia's Jules. Into politics. I know what I'm going to do. Get her Malcolm Turnbull.
Get her a Malcolm Turnbull?
Yep, I guess. I don't know. Anyway.
Alicia tells Dan about Jules, and then he's like, oh, so I'm a rebound. She's like, maybe on a technicality. And then they kiss, and it was a lot of tongue. I wasn't really watching the screen when this happened. Did you see it? Was it gross?
I wasn't really watching it either because I was kind of grossed out by Dan.
Yeah.
Daniel.
Let me just block this one out.
Yeah, there's something just, yeah.
I felt fine about it because I know that she clearly has no actual interest in him and she's just trying to have some fun because she got fucked around a little bit. So I'm like, this is actually perfect because I think he's incapable of hurting her because she's not emotionally available to
him. I think she's trying to get revenge on Jules to be like, yeah, we kissed.
Yep.
And other men like me, no other women like you. Bye.
Absolutely.
I'm wanted. What are you? Unwanted.
She set up a date to take Alicia on, but Alicia comes back hand in hand with Dan. We get Zoe is upset because this is the part where I'm a bit worried about Nathan.
I don't know.
She's, oh, now we're biased.
Okay, no. You
decided Nathan's the one.
You're
good
biased
man.
All the time.
I know, I'm biased right now.
Okay, you I say you're we. Okay, you explain what happened and okay, then so I'm gonna Zoe's, defend.
Okay. For the affirmative, Naomi Higgins, I think, okay, so Zoe's basically saying that she gave Nathan a rose last night and now she's hearing that he's not interested in her from other people. So she basically goes up to him and goes, what's this about? And he's like, yeah, I'm not interested in you actually romantically anymore. And she's like, well, why didn't you, like, you haven't talked to me basically in a couple of days? Well, you haven't talked to me today since the rose ceremony or something. She's like, why didn't you tell me straight away and why did I have to hear it from other people?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Okay. So basically, I mean, I don't think there's a... Okay, so there's not... Basically, the only thing that's happened here is that Zoe's found out from other people that Nathan doesn't really like her.
Yes.
In that way.
And this is just after the rose ceremony as well. Just so, after the safety.
From the timeline of what they said happened is they had a nice 2 days together, which is like she took Nathan on a date and then the next day they hung out a bit. And then from then they haven't really spoken since. And obviously Nathan probably didn't want to like tell her, I don't like you anymore, because he wanted a rose.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to stay and you want to see Tennille. But he's probably almost certainly told his friends that he didn't like this lady that he spent 2 days with in that way. And then his friends have talked about it. Because, like, if it was you and me and one of us went on a date with somebody else and we hung out for 2 days with that person, we don't really owe that person anything. We're allowed to talk to each other like we're friends. And we can't stop our friends from talking to other people. Even though we would like our friends to maybe keep things private, although there is an island of cameras everywhere. But also, remember, Nathan needed a rose.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything too wrong. Like, maybe he should have gone up to her earlier that day after the rose ceremony and spoken to her about it. But it also seemed quite early in the day. So I don't feel like...
She could have kept, like, Wes around or something, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, she could have... Like, yeah, it's a waste of her rose because she's interested in him.
Yeah. But also, I mean, like, he's just doing, like, what he wants to try and get the... He just needs a rose. And she was still interested in him at that point. I mean, she wasn't going to develop a connection with Wes, let's be real.
We don't know anything about Wes. You can't judge Wes. We've literally never heard him speak. I don't know.
Something about him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm on the fence. I just like Nathan.
Nathan's a good boy in every other situation. He's been good. I think we can give him the benefit of the doubt here.
Yeah, that's true. He's at least...
He's done nothing.
He's not perfect, yeah, but nobody's not bad.
Don't worry, like, you wouldn't do it if you've been on, two dates with a guy and you're like, at the end of it, I don't really know. And then you came over to me and, like, you're like, You forget that the cameras are there too.
Yeah.
You're just like, I don't know. He seems nice, but not for me.
Yeah. And she also could have heard of like a producer or something as well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. A producer could have told her.
Great. I'm glad we've convinced ourselves that Nathan is still a good person because we both just personally want to keep enjoying him.
He's still feminist icon of the pod.
So Jules takes Alicia to a little bonfire and he says, I thought we could use this to reignite the spark. And she has to light the fire.
Yeah, Jules couldn't light the fire, which is like, honestly, they gave you a lighter. Have you never seen somebody start a fire? What the fuck's wrong with you? You can clearly start a fire not. Easy.
He's a fucking idiot. She says, I'm very angry at you still, but this looks like it could be fun, so I'll have fun with you, Jules. All right, she says, you really mess with my head, mate. And then they start kissing. Who knows?
Honestly.
He says, I want what's best for Alicia. And if that's me, that's amazing. Whatever, Jules. I'm over it. So they were just... No, but they were making out and stuff. That was different. I was going to compare them to Zoe and Nathan, but it's not comparable. Max says he's been on The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise and has never been on a date. He says, can you believe that?
Yes, I can.
Yes, we can. Daniel gets a date card, another date card. Tennille is happy to go because she kind of wants to escape Ivan. But Dan ends up taking Flo. And Ivan is very happy about this. I've written, lol, enjoy it while it lasts, bitch. He says, I'm dodging bullets like I'm Neo from The Matrix. And then Tennille is like, nah, I can't fucking handle this anymore. And she takes Ivan aside and says, you know, it's been nice, but it's too much. She basically says, quote from her, from my point of view, we need to call it off. And he is just sitting there in silence.
Because from his point of view, they aren't calling it off.
And he just sits there just staring just blankly for ages.
And then she like, literally, she's like, do you need more information? And at this point he should say, yes, I would like to know why you don't want to be with me. Have I done something? So then he can learn from his mistakes and grow.
Well, it's a bit too soon. I mean, she literally just called it off. He's probably a bit shocked. I understand him not wanting to be like, please tell me what's wrong with me specifically.
I mean, also, it's not a 6-month relationship, though.
Yeah, but he's clearly very affected by it. I just understand him not wanting her to say anything else in this moment.
I mean, then the producers speak to Ivan, and Ivan says, "I think she's broken my heart." And the producer says, "And how long have you known Tennille for?" And he says, "A week." A week?
I think it's been about a week, and then there's just nothing. Yeah, he says, "I don't know where this came from. I thought everything was going well." And Tennille's crying at this point because she feels bad about doing it. Caroline says, "Ivan is literally going to kill Tennille with the way he's been smothering her." Yes. This is, someone tweeted, they were like, this is a good example. Like, this is a good way to show people that, like, the most a partner is at risk of dying with an abusive partner is the moment they break up. Because it's, like, the most volatile. And people are always like, "Why don't you leave?" And it's because that's what makes
terrified.
Them blow the fuck up. And I'm not saying that he's going to kill her, but, like, it's like, this is emotional abuse, what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know. He's just, God, he has a lot of growing to do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's, I don't know, he's, like, willfully ignorant. I'm trying to, like, because I don't know if he's, like, a monster. Do you know what I mean?
I think he knows. I think what he thinks is, he thinks the way to be a loving partner is to, like, completely take over their life and, like, show that you've only got eyes for them and to show them that you're all in and to show them that you're obsessed with them. But in what that is terrifying and creepy.
Yeah.
Because a person can like you and not have to follow you around everywhere. And I think that's the type of thing that, like, sometimes, like, maybe girls in abusive relationships don't see. At the time, I think they think sometimes it's just a guy showing their love and showing their affection when they get fired up about a guy talking to them or something.
Yeah.
But it's actually not.
And that's, like, the cycle of abuse anyway, is that, like, if your parents are like that, then you think that's how people show love anyway, and then it ends up happening to you. You know, it also pissed me off because, like, he's, like, supposedly so in love with Tennille or whatever. But, like, I feel like he barely knows her because he's only known her for a week. But he hasn't listened to her. Like, she's been giving him all these signals, like, verbal and physical.
Yeah.
Like, we need a pullback. Please don't do that. I'm asking you. And he's not listening to her. And it's like, how can you even think that you know her when you won't listen to anything that she's saying? You don't know her. You're in love with the idea of her.
Yeah.
Absolutely you are. Because it's just, like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You don't know her at all and you're not listening to her.
No, he has no idea who she is.
The
only time Bill's ever been the voice of reason here.
Yeah.
Ivan and Bill chat and Ivan's crying.
He says, "I thought it was going well. I don't know what..." Ivan says, "I don't know what place it was coming from, but I felt it was a bit selfish." Excuse me? Huh? And Bill says... No, Bill isn't good here. He says, "Don't lose hope."
Oh, I just heard him say, I just thought he just explained that they'd only known each other a week. I did not pick up on that bit. Sometimes I zone out.
Ivan says, "Maybe if a stunner walks in, I need to show some interest just to get Tennille on her toes."
Oh, a stunner. Tennille
would be elated if you moved on to another one.
Also, I don't understand. He's like, "When another stunner walks in," it's just like, can you not make everything about appearance? Because you've clearly shown Tennille that you don't care about her, like, who she is as a person, because you've never listened to one thing she's ever said.
Yeah.
You've only ever made it about, like, her being hot.
Yeah.
That must be so hard for Tennille. I can't get over how hard that must be.
Yeah, it must be brutal.
Like, to just have nobody... Like, it would be so hard to... You'd just be like, "Are you listening to me?" Like, you'd have to wait till you get to that point into the relationship where you can be like, "Are you listening to me right now?"
Wow, being a supermodel sounds hard.
All right. We've all got problems, you know?
Osha comes in and announces the return of Davey. Davey's coming back and then says, "Yep, that's right. That means there's more men than women. And we're going to have a rose ceremony. The next rose ceremony will be women's choice again."
I knew this was going to happen because the last ceremony, more men left than in this ceremony. Because it was, like, last rose ceremony for the men, there was, like, two men that left. And this rose ceremony, it was only one girl going home or something, the last one.
The last one was women as well.
Oh, yeah, but the one before that, there was two men who went home or something.
Right.
Whatever it was. Two women went home in the last ceremony where the men were in charge. And so when it was only one man going home, I was like, what?
Mm.
We need another man to go.
Please. That's not fair. It's not fair. Okay, well, that's that episode. And now we have Sunday's episode.
Final episode of the pod. I mean, not of this pod, but like final episode to review for this pod.
For this week.
Yes, for this week.
Okay. We get the news that Davy's coming back.
Yep. Shannon says she's deaf's not into Davy.
Yep, she's done. Caroline and Alex seem to be getting along. She wants to kiss... Caroline wants to kiss Alex, the American one, but says, I'm not going to give him the satisfaction of doing that. Why not?
You can just kiss him. Alicia's been, like... She's been able to just start macking on with people. She's just, like, leans over and kisses them.
It's because Alicia may be the only woman in here who knows what feminism is.
Yeah, that is true.
And she knows it's just kissing lots of boys.
That is true, because later on in the episode, Caroline says something that I am like, whoa, lady. We'll talk about that when we get to it.
Oh, I don't even know if I caught that. Okay. Oh.
Mac wants to get to know Zoe.
Zoe says, I like that Zoe's sitting there and she's like, they're talking about all the guys they like. And Zoe's like, what should I do? Like, there's no one. And Alicia says, mate, just sit back and relax and let the men come to you. Must be good
yeah.
to be in power.
Yes.
You have a runny nose. Tell you that much for free. Okay.
Okay, Yvonne is...
Mac says, love is what I can give to Zoe.
What?
Ew.
Weird.
Stop it.
Yvonne is, in his own words, glistening, as he's doing some sort of, like, boxing with,
oh my god, this is so funny. Nick?
Yeah, it's so strange.
Nick?
Is it, oh, not Nick, the one who's like Nick, but not Nick.
Richie?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Oh my god, yeah, so what is his plan? His sweating.
Plan is to sort of, like, he's glistening, and then he's going to take it easy until Tennille gets there, and when Tennille gets there, he's going to go hard. But then
this is so funny.
But then the boys see him not really training, and they're like, what's happening over there? And then they have to do it.
Like, the things that people, like, I can't believe he's doing it at this age, like, as an adult, is insane to me. Mark told me a story about when he was, like, in primary school, and he thought, and he had a crush on a girl.
Yeah.
Have I told you this story?
No, I was just thinking about something I used to do. So you tell yours, and then I'll tell
Then I have one for me as well.
Okay, good.
Which is embarrassing because I was a lot older. But with Mark, it was that he would jump from one couch to the other couch in his front living room on the off chance that a girl he liked from school would be in a car driving past and would see him jumping in the air and think that it was cool.
Whoa, how old was he then?
Oh, it was probably in, like, grade four or something. Very funny. But here's something I did as an adult woman.
Okay, good.
That fuck boy that broke up with me, I was like, this is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
I was like.
How old were you?
19.
Okay, cool.
Not that old, right?
Okay.
Maybe 20. Oh, I feel like there's a big shift there. Let's say 19. and... Okay, so my idea was that I was learning the song Cups from Pitch Perfect. You know the song.
Yeah.
And the lyrics are, when I'm gone, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. And I was like, imagine if I was at a party and then, like, we had beer pong cups and then I just started singing this.
No.
I never did it.
Okay, good. Thank God.
But, like, that was not out of the realm of someone to do something like that at a party.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just, like, tapping on the cup and, like... fucking around. It wouldn't have been that embarrassing.
Okay.
But it would not have had the desired effect that I wanted. No. And also, I never actually got around to doing it. So I feel relieved at that much.
Thank God. That's the most embarrassing thing I've ever...
Isn't
it's not,
that I'll tell you so yeah. funny?
Oh, you were just going to. That's your...
But. I learned the song so that I could sing it. But that's I never fun. Did.
Okay, that's good.
Life is all about growth, I think.
Okay, this was mine.
Tell me.
Okay, so I got, like, my P's when I was, like, 17, so I could drive anywhere I wanted. Or maybe it was 16, I don't know. Whatever age you get your P's.
Mm-hmm.
I got my P's. And then we used to, like, so you know how sometimes you'd, like, see other P players and be like, is it a cute boy in there? No, yeah. Just, okay. So you'd speed up.
Yeah, no, but yeah.
You'd speed up to look in. And sometimes when I was stopped at the lights next to like a cute P plate, I had an automatic car. And I thought you looked cooler if you drove manual. So I used to just move my arm like I was driving manual.
Fuck yeah, man. There's. Have you seen Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
No.
There's a really good, really underrated song. It's a TV show, but they have, it's like musical comedy as well. They have songs in every episode.
Sorry, I died.
And there's a really good song called Ping Pong Girl. And it was so relatable to me in that it was just about her trying to learn ping pong because she said she was good at it. So that like he would see her playing ping pong and then be like, fuck, she's so hot. Look at how good she is at ping pong, and take her back.
That's funny because that is exactly what it's like. Yeah. I mean, I just can't believe that I did the fake manual.
Can you tell a car is... Jesus Christ, Danielle. Can you tell a car is manual or auto from the outside at all? Anyway,
I don't think so. But also, I mean, imagine if in my dream...
He walked up to you.
He pulls over and I pull over or something and then he comes into my car and he's like, "We, that's an automatic... Were you faking?" Like, because obviously what he's in love with is that I can move the gears in the car.
You wouldn't even need that as well. I mean, I guess it's a good way to show it off. But I feel I mean, the thing is, a lot of masculine tasks.
Like, I grew up, like, driving a manual car. It's just I had an automatic.
Oh, so you knew how to drive
manual. Yeah, I just pretended.
I still think that's less embarrassing than the cups thing.
Yeah,
I
mean,
I didn't actually do it.
More embarrassing if you had have done the cups thing.
Thank Christ the opportunity never arose.
Yeah. Oh, the things, what have I done? I don't know.
I think everyone's done something or other like that.
Yeah. Oh, I used to, no, I'm not going to say that.
Say it.
No, I can't.
Come on, I was vulnerable.
No, this one's bad.
Please, come on.
Oh, no, I can't. No, I can't. Okay. I can't.
Are you okay?
Okay.
Oh my God.
I don't understand when this is going to be better. Okay.
Anyway, okay. Yvonne is going ham when Danielle walks past. I don't know if we ever see that. Oh, it's so funny. Okay. So Davey returns to Bachelor in Paradise, but mm-hmm. Flo is on a date at the moment. And Davey's like, fucking classic. I can't catch a fucking break. Cut to Dan and Flo on their date. Dan says he doesn't have tattoos for the same reason you don't put stickers on a Lamborghini.
Ugh.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, he's gross.
And she thinks it's disgusting as well. He says, if I had a rose tonight, I'd 100% give it to you. Mm. But also, you don't have a rose tonight. Yeah. Flo has a rose tonight. And then Flo says, yeah, he calls himself Geppetto because he women are his puppets. But she says, sorry, bro, but you don't seem capable of that.
Yeah, I like Flo.
It made me feel so much better because when men talk like that, I feel like, even though it's not happening to me, I feel like attacked. Like, how dare you think you could manipulate me? But to just see a woman be like, no, he's fucking lame. It's like such a relief.
Well, like, Daniel seems like the kind of guy who like thinks he's doing really well or like thinks he's like fitting into society. And all at the same time, I'm like, no, man, we can all see you're a psycho. And like, you know, like those people who you see them around sometimes in comedy where they're real like slick. And they're like, I'm just a regular guy. And then something is off about them and you're like, nah, you're creepy and weird and not normal.
Yes.
In like,
absolutely.
And not like a, we're all different and unique. Like, no, you're a psycho.
Yeah, I was like, I need to leave this conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened recently. We get a little shot of Tennille's bum, but it's like, they like put a sensor bar over it.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Was her whole asshole out or something? I was like, why is that censored?
Well, because she was bending over and her legs were a bit apart. I was like, can you just full see her, what do we say, vulva? Even though it's got bathers on it, maybe it was just a bit too much. Like, you can see the ass cheeks, but you couldn't, you don't want to be able to see the shape of it. Maybe that's where network TV draws the line at like 7:30.
So just show it with a big black bar over it.
Well, they had to because they had to show Alex and Bill talking about how good her ass, mostly Alex. Yeah. I think Bill was just like, how much can I get away with agreeing with you without seeming like a monster? He was like, yes, you like bottoms, don't you, Alex? And she's like, yeah, I fucking love it. Yvonne
Oh my God. This is where he's insane. He says, I want to get to Neil back. I don't know what she's trying to pull. Is she trying to test me? Is she trying to test the relationship?
No.
By breaking up with you? She broke up with you. I just can't believe the audacity to be like, why do you think she's telling me to leave her alone? Is it because she really wants me to come back and show her how much I love her? Like, imagine having that kind of self-esteem.
Yeah.
Amazing. I wish I had that kind of self-esteem. Because if anyone remotely gives me a whiff that they don't want me to be around, then I'm like, bye. I gotta go, bye! Go cry in my bedroom.
Alicia tells Yvonne Nathan wants to explore things with Tennille. Yvonne now goes fucking crazy. Nathan's a dead man walking.
So Alicia tells Yvonne that Nathan had said to Tennille, yeah, I have wanted to get to know you, but I don't want you because of Yvonne.
Yeah.
So then Yvonne takes that to mean that's the only reason.
Yeah, and now says Nathan's a dead man walking. Well, that's going to make Nathan feel comfortable. Do you reckon maybe it's that type of behavior which scared Tennille off as well, maybe? I don't know.
No, it's just because of what Nathan said.
Yvonne grabs Nathan and they go for a chat.
Well, the producer says, just take a big, deep breath. And then I think he shoves something off camera and then he goes, if I get into a conversation about this, I'm going to blow up.
Yeah.
I don't know what, being a producer in this situation.
You'd just be so confused because I feel like most people will be like,
nah, they would know what they're doing, but then they would be like, we are teetering on a very dangerous edge here. And like, how do we like get this on camera, but then also not have him fucking assault someone?
Yeah, devs. Yeah, it's going to be hard.
So, Yvonne is talking to Alex Nation, who's like, oh, just go. And then pulls Yvonne over to Nathan and says, you guys should have a chat. Why would you put Nathan and Yvonne alone together? And Alex... Yeah.
Nathan's already scared of Yvonne.
Nathan needs to watch his back. And I'm like, why would you put them alone together? Nathan is like...
scared of him.
At physical risk.
Yeah.
I would not put them alone together. No. Anyway, Yvonne is like, what the hell? Is this true? And he's like, well, I am interested in Tennille. He says, are you kidding me? There's another 12 people you can talk to. And then there's a little talking head from Nathan. He says, I have to tread carefully because I don't want Yvonne to kill me.
Yeah. Well, I like, he says it like, he's like, I've got to tread carefully because I don't want Yvonne to kill me. Like he's just realized in his mind why he's scared of Yvonne. Yeah. And then he's like, oh fuck. Yeah. I'm genuinely terrified of this.
Very
man.
Real.
Yeah. That's like a moment that I'm like, all of these men are experiencing for the first time probably what, like, a small aspect of what it would be like to be a woman in a situation where she's scared of somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Poor little Nathan. Anyway, Nathan's trying to be so gentle about it. He's like, well, that's what this place is about. And Yvonne's like, are you fucking kidding me? And Nathan's like, I'm scared of you.
Yeah, and when he says there's 12 other people, it's like, I mean, if you're saying that Nathan can't explore connections with Tennille because she's with you, then you're also saying that anybody else who's slightly coupled up can't explore connections with people. And also, you and Tennille aren't coupled up anymore. Tennille said no.
Well, exactly.
Which means no.
He's cool because he thinks it's his property to be marked, right? That's what he said. And so now it's like Tennille is mine and no one else can have her, which is like, a dick move to the guys, but more importantly, a huge dick move to Tennille to be like, you, now that I have my paws on you, even though you've told me explicitly that we are not together anymore, you're not allowed to be with anyone else.
Yeah.
It's fucking gross. Anyway, he's like, what are you trying to pull, man? And it's at this stage that a producer comes up to them because I think at this point they were like, no one's telling him how ridiculous he's being.
Yeah.
So she goes up and she says, it's a dating show. Does that not mean people have the right to explore? And he said, not with my fucking mate. And she said, I'm just going to leave that with you.
Like, and then Yvonne just turns to Nathan and says, just stay the fuck away from me. And Nathan's like, okay, no issue
sweet.
With that.
That's fine. Flo and Dan get back from their date, and Flo sees Davey. She's so happy.
She's so happy. She pretty much just runs over to him and jumps into his arms. And he's like, yay, we're together again.
Dan says, see you later. Thanks for the date. Meanwhile, like, Flo's grabbed Davey's hand and put it on her chest and said, can you feel my heart? And Davey's like, that's your boob. Dan's still just standing there like, what the fuck?
Then they have this weird scene where Davey's asking about the time there, and then Flo explains the whole deal between Bill and her and Alex Nation. And then there's this weird voiceover
amazing editing
where it just zones out of what Flo's saying, and then it's just like Davey doing a voiceover that's just like, she's so beautiful. Wow. And stuff like that. And then
it's even like him groaning, like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's so weird.
So weird.
Just showing how he can't listen to her.
And then they kiss.
Well, and then here's how they've edited it, that she's halfway through telling him about how a man called her a manipulative bitch, and he just grabs her by the jaw and pulls her in to kiss him. But I don't think that's what happened, because no, I don't think Davey is a fucking psycho.
No, and Flo is the type of person who she understands bad behavior.
Yeah.
She seems to, like, understand it, because she's called everybody else out on their bullshit. So clearly he was listening to her stuff. They had a chat at the end, and then they kissed later on.
But they just made it seem like Davey didn't give a fuck what she was talking about and just kissed her halfway through.
Yada, 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 yada. Give me a smooch, hon.
Did a real mic there.
Yeah.
They tried to edit him into a mic. We know he's not a mic.
We know he's not a mic.
Because they seem to genuinely like each other. Why don't they get together in the real world in the past year that's gone by? Who knows?
Now we have Caroline and Alex, American Alex. Mm-hmm. Caroline says she likes him. Then Alex says he's careful in relationships in a really long, drawn out way. And then he tells her that he's waited months before a kiss before. Months.
Par for the course for him, isn't it?
Honestly.
He hasn't kissed anyone here.
No. Brooke ran away. She was like, he's not kissing me. Weird. And then he finally kisses Caroline.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, good on him.
Then Zoe finds a note on her dresser to go to the bar. It's like a weird rhyming clue. And then she gets to the bar and there's another one. And then she goes over to find out who's left the date cards lying around. And then when she sees who it is, she is visibly disappointed. Because it is Mac.
Yeah, not. She's not interested.
Not.
I think she thought it would be... Shit, I don't know. Anyone else, man?
Nathan, maybe?
Yeah, but she's already off Nathan.
Yeah, I don't know. Then we cut back to Yvonne, who's angry because Tennille...
Wait.
What?
No, you missed something.
What did I miss?
You didn't show them talking.
Who talking?
Zoe and Mac.
Oh, boring.
I just like the way that he convinces her of romance. He says, I think there's a possibility of a compatibility between you and I.
Ugh, wow. And good to be back in the 1920s.
And this, and then he says, this woman, she has the world at her oyster.
Oh, yeah, I listened to that and was like, is that the saying?
No, it's the world at her feet, or the world is her oyster. Okay, but it's not the world at her oyster. It just really makes her sound like he's talking about her vagina.
Yeah, okay. Because, yeah, I heard it, was like, that's weird, doesn't sound right. But then I was like... Still listening, I was like, no, it must be right. World oyster.
Not at all. That's amazing. Alicia says that some of the boys need to step up and have a chat to Yvonne, and pulls Bill aside and says, Yvonne needs to talk to you. Bill then goes up to Yvonne and says, what do you need? And then goes and gets to Neil. What the fuck is wrong with these people? If someone's raging, running around, yelling, punching walls, you don't go and grab the person who they're angry at and just bring them and leave them there alone.
Certainly not.
Fucking Bill.
He's horrible. So Yvonne is really angry at this point that Tennille has been hanging out with Alex Nation, Cass and Bill. And he doesn't say Cass, but he's angry that Tennille's been hanging out with Alex Nation and Bill, but Cass was on the couch too. And then Tennille goes and talks to Yvonne, and he forbids her.
I'm in a good headspace, like, I'm doing well, and then when I see you, it fucking kills me.
Yeah.
Which is like...
Okay, that doesn't seem like you're in a good headspace.
Yeah, it's your fault that I feel shit, and it's your responsibility. Like, how I feel is your responsibility.
Yeah, and then he tells her that she can't hang out with Alex Nation or Bill anymore. And
she says, I'll stay away. She's like, so what do you want? I'll stay away from Bill and Alex? And then he's just like...
And Nathan.
And she's like, you want me to? And then he says, yeah. But she doesn't really agree to it.
She just walks off.
She goes, Cass pops up because Cass is a good person. It's and like, Cass
is everything
like,
okay here?
Why is everyone leaving them alone together? I'm just going to go and pop in.
Yeah.
And she just pops in and then Tennille walks away and she's a bit pissed now because she's like, he can't control who I hang out with.
Yeah.
Good work, Tennille. Thank you for acknowledging
yeah.
that he is a psycho.
Because he is a psycho.
Flo calls Yvonne's behavior, and then Tennille's, over on the couch. I think she might be crying again, being like, how can he say that? Flo calls his behavior emotionally abusive. Thank you, Flo.
Because it is.
For pointing that out. And then they tell her not to fucking worry about him. Go and do whatever you want. Don't worry about him. That's on him. It's not on you. And they show a shot of Yvonne being annoyed. And then they show, not for the first time, they show a spider in a web. More of this brilliant editing work where they're like, ooh, how do we make it look dangerous? And, ooh, what's going to happen next? He's like a spider in a web and she's a little fly. Amazing art. Editors are important. There's a date card.
Mm-hmm.
Yvonne says he wants a date card to fix things with Tennille. Oh, my God. Stop it. Can you imagine if he got a date card?
She'd say no and she'd be allowed to refuse.
Yeah.
I think she would refuse to at this point.
That would be fucking psycho. But no, the ghost the date card is for Tennille, obviously, because they want Tennille
to be able to say no more.
Yeah. To show that she's interested in other people. Mm-hmm. And she says, I'm bloody terrified to pick anyone.
Yeah.
Which is what he wanted, really. He wanted her to not want to date anyone.
And what he succeeded with doing when Nathan got the date card.
Yeah. I tweeted very funnily that Tennille would pick Shannon in a panic. And then Tennille posted it on her Instagram. And then I said, messaged her and I was like, well, you should follow us. And she did not open the message or respond.
Ooh, okay. Well.
Interesting.
Tennille's cancelled.
Yeah, she is.
I'm
devastated to have to do that to my twin sister, but here we are.
I like that Cass did the same thing to Tennille that she did to Nathan.
Yeah. She gave really the pep talk. She really wants them to get together.
You can go, because she's best friends with Nathan.
Yeah. She's like, you need to do what's right for you.
And I think I know what's right for you. I think I know what you want. I think I know. Because they've obviously been talking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. She's like, just do it. Cass is such a good friend and person. I love her so much.
She's just a sweet angel.
I have nothing to say about her other than she's beautiful.
She's just beautiful and kind.
Yeah. Anyway, she does pick Nathan. Thank Christ.
Yep.
Finally, they can go. And people are like, oh, that's fucked to give Tennille a card for the drama. But also it gave her a way of like getting to know Nathan without Yvonne being there and with him having to process it without them there. So he couldn't blow up at them.
Also, I want to say, what the fuck is this date? They're just giving them inflatable pool objects to take into the ocean. Is that it?
Well, there's like a cheese platter or something.
At some point, they're just like, okay, do something with the inflatable thing. And so Tennille's just like trying to hold on to this giant watermelon thing as Nathan's just trying to like run her through the water. It's like the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Everyone's like, what?
They don't need anything else, Danielle. They just need each other.
Okay.
Sorry. Do you understand?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. It's beautiful.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Thank you for apologizing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Because you really should have. And then Tennille says in a little talking head, I'm back to being happy. Woo. So nice. They have a big kiss.
Yeah, that's nice.
They, and then they're just sort of chatting. They have a lot of chemistry. And Tennille's like, but where are you at? Are you going to want to explore with anyone else? And Nathan just goes, no.
He's in.
Oh, it's like the cutest little tension. Yeah. And then they kissed after that. Osha comes in and tells them a rose ceremony is coming. And Alicia looks devastated. And Yvonne looks devastated. And Alicia says, he deserves it. Hell yeah.
Yvonne then goes out on a paddleboard.
Yeah.
I really want to see him dance it out.
I see Yvonne. He's grabbed a paddleboard and he's headed back to Melbourne. It's just him like sort of just rowing away. Who knows where he is. She says, you know how they say there's plenty more fish in the sea. He's definitely taking it a bit literally. I love Alicia. She's funny. Good. Come on. She's funny. Good. Oh, and then we have... Oh, fuck. I can't handle this next bit. I'm so annoyed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. We have Cass and Richie. They've been hanging out this entire time, obviously. Mm-hmm. I still don't think they've kissed. No, they haven't kissed. And Cass says, so they're getting to the end of it. And Cass says, do you know what you want to do at the end of this? She's very level-headed. And she's just like, obviously, there's like five options. Well,
first she says she wants to farm with horses, cows, and a goat.
Of course you'd write that down.
And then she asks Richie what she wants to do. And then they have five options.
Yes. What are the five options?
I don't know. First option was like, I think first option was, because I didn't hear it and Jono heard it, I think, because I was like, I didn't hear that one. But I think first option was like, we get engaged.
Yeah.
I think second option was we become boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
I think third option was we do the commitment ceremony and then work things out after, maybe.
Yep.
And I think the fourth option was no commitment ceremony, see how things work out after, though. And I think the fifth option was just
clean break.
Yeah, clean break. We leave, like, now, pretty much.
She loves laying things out on the table.
Yep, with five options, which is more options than I thought there was possible.
Yeah.
And Richie pretty much says fourth option. No commitment ceremony, see how things work afterwards. And Cass,
but he goes around about to fucking say this. He can't say any definitive statements, this man. He drives me insane. He can't commit to anything.
So you're not the bachelor anymore. You can say whatever the fuck you want now.
Yeah. Well, that's like, exactly. That's, you see them when they're not the bachelor, you'd think they'd be a little bit more fucking decisive and not have to beat around the bush. Yeah. But apparently not. Jesus Christ.
See, this man is Nick 2.0.
Absolutely. Nathan and Tennille get back from their date and Flo says, did you kiss? And she's, yes. And good, it's your paradise too. But it's very different to when Ivan got back from his date with Tennille and kiss, and they all squealed because everyone is trying to be really laid back about it because they don't want to piss Ivan off. Yeah. He's affecting everyone's behavior with his aggression.
Oh yeah, they're terrified of him.
Ivan wants to find someone to give him a rose. Quote, so I can keep building my connection with Tennille.
This is weird.
This is literally insane. He goes up to American Alex and Caroline and says, Caroline, can I grab you? And then she's like, okay. Takes her away and says, just taking this opportunity to say it would be cool if we could get to know each other more tomorrow. And she's like, well, that's fucking random. All right. And then he goes, one more question. Would you be upset if I kissed you now?
Yeah.
What?
She looks visibly upset. And then she says, if you have to ask, it's not the moment. Which is one of the things that I had an issue with, because I'm just like, you can just say no, because saying, if you have to ask, it's not the moment, probably not a great thing to tell Ivan. Like, do not tell that man not to ask. That man needs to ask.
Is that what she said to him?
Yeah, she said, if you have to ask, it's not the moment. Which is like a quip, but also I feel like so many people would like to be asked if they want something.
Yeah.
Like, to be like, can I kiss you? I think is like just a respectful thing to do, maybe, if you're not sure.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bad response, but also I don't think she knew
she didn't
that he was going to ask that at all.
Yeah, no.
Just a psycho move.
Yeah, can, but that man needs to ask.
Can you imagine if Ivan and Tennille had been sitting there and then a guy had pulled Tennille aside and done that?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine Ivan's reaction? Ivan would freak the fuck out. But he would just openly do it to someone else.
Oh, yeah.
Which just shows that this isn't part of his, like, moral thing. He's just crazy about Tennille. Yeah. And I mean literally crazy.
Yeah. But also, it makes no sense because it's also like, I mean, if you just want a random rose, does he just think Caroline's just the most easy option for him? Because Zoe doesn't have anybody who she's connected to. Like, that one makes more sense to me because he could plead his case. But obviously she would say, fucking no, because you're a psycho and we all want you out of here.
Yeah, she seems too switched on.
Yeah.
No offense, Caroline. Just a psycho move. Yeah. And also this thing, him, like, upset that Tennille is now, like, going on a date with Nathan, right? It just, like, pissed me off because this is exactly what he did to Brittany, except, like, Tennille's been so careful about not hurting his feelings and, like, keeping him, like, keeping communication open and stuff. And whereas he just, like, literally stopped talking to Brittany.
Yeah.
He just fucking ignored asshole.
If Tennille just ignored him, he'd be fuming.
Yeah.
He probably would have punched her by now.
I don't think he would punch her.
Okay, maybe not.
I think he would punch the guy because he would, like, you know, he would put the responsibility on the guy. Oh, yeah, he'd be like,
I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
She's also a little dog. She doesn't know anything. She's just a little lamb.
Well, that's the thing. You'd be like, you took my property. And, like, he does talk about her like his property. Yeah. He says, literally calls her his property. Like,
Mac and Daniel are trying to secure a rose. And Zoe seems to try to let Mac down easy. And Mac says stuff like, your qualities outshine anyone here. Which I hated because it's like, well, just don't compare everybody. Yeah. Just say, I think you and I have a good connection or something. You don't have to make it about you're better than everybody else. Like,
well, it's still nice to hear. I like it when people say that about me. Zoe says to Mac, don't put all your eggs in one basket. That's all I'm saying. Like, she keeps saying, you're such a nice guy. I think you're going to find someone great. Did she say that? I think you're going to find someone great. Maybe not exactly that, but just keep saying those compliments that someone gives you right before they break up with you.
Yeah.
And then she says, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And then he responds by saying, you're the girl for me.
Yeah. Very strange way to go about this. Now Richie is moseying about.
Oh, God.
People are worried. They're just like, what the fuck's he doing? So Richie pulls Cass aside and tells Cass, she's everything he was looking for, because he's been able to trust her, and it seems that's all he wanted. He doesn't want to do long distance, though, basically, and breaks her heart.
Right, he says, I'm trying to do what's best for both of us. You knew she lived in a different city.
Yeah.
Why on earth
just don't get involved from the get-go?
Any of this, if at the end you were going to say,
yeah,
that you wouldn't have a relationship with someone from a different city. You knew that she lived in a different city the entire time. I just don't understand why he wasted all her time. And, like, they clearly had a lot, like, they were spending so much time together.
Yeah.
It's insane to me. Why did he bother with any of it?
Yeah, because I imagine being Cass would be so confusing because they didn't even kiss or anything. So you'd be like, what the fuck was that? Like, what was that? We just acted like a couple for, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks or whatever. And we just acted like a couple and never kissed or anything. But I was so emotionally invested. That'd just be so weird. She must be so horny too, because you know Cass gets horny. She mentions it a lot, but, like, subtly.
That's why she looks so good. She's so horny. I just can't fathom him being like, okay, I've been hanging out with this girl nonstop, flirting, being intimate, like not kissing, but I don't know, being like physically intimate kind of.
Yeah.
For like 3 weeks on a dating show specifically about finding a partner, and now she wants to date me?
Psycho.
It just never occurred to me, and I feel so tortured about this decision.
Yeah. I think it
was... And she's so cool about it as well. She's, like, so, like, chill. Like, she's not even, like, let's be together. She's like, here are the options. What one do you think? She's so cool about it.
Then Cass is just sort of confused about what's happened, and she has a chat with Alex.
And on his way out, he's like, I'm leaving paradise. And she's like, okay. And then he just goes, see ya, and walks away.
Yeah, not even a little kiss on the head, nothing.
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 See ya.
Yeah, so Cass goes and talks to Alex Station because she's confused. And Alex tells Cass he's scared of committing and he's scared of hurting her. And everything's wrong with him. It's nothing to do with her. And then Nathan gives Cass a big hug at their friendship is beautiful.
It is. I like that when they're away, Davey goes, he's been through this before, he knows, and Nathan goes, so what? You don't up and leave someone out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, Nathan, you're such angel. A good friend, you're a beautiful boy.
Love you.
But yeah, Alex is very like, I went through the same thing with him, it's not you, it's him, he's a good person, but he's a really lost one. He feels like he will hurt you, he's got a lot of growing up to do. I feel like I know this all too well. Okay.
Whatever.
He seems like a bit of a shithead, to be honest.
Then
you know what I hate? Guys worrying that they're gonna hurt someone but hurting them in the process of all this worrying. Like Jules did the same thing.
Yeah, just
it's so weird.
Yeah.
I'm worried I'm gonna hurt you by worrying right now.
Yeah, don't tell them that you're worrying. Just say I'm sorry that I'm hurting you and then just hurt them.
Yeah. Pull the band-aid off.
Don't say I'm worried. Don't try and make out that you're a better person. Just be like, I have worried about this. Just do it.
Yeah.
Everybody gets around, but you look like an idiot if you say that you're worried about doing it.
It's like taking 10 minutes to pull a Band-Aid off someone else. Yeah. And then the whole time being like, I'm so sorry. I hate that I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Cass says she feels stupid. Flo says, no. You have not been stupid. You are beautiful. And if he wants to leave, that's on him.
Flo is us.
Yeah, Flo is us.
You are beautiful. You're so beautiful and kind and sweet and beautiful, Cass. And you got a great ass.
Cass leaves because she doesn't want to be there anymore because what's the point?
Yeah, what's she going to do? Date Mac? No. rose Mac ceremony. Flo gives Davey a rose. Obvs. Alex Nation.
This is where he gets his little kick.
Oh, yeah.
He flicks his foot out to the side and, like, jumps a little, like, wee! And then, like, they freeze on that
and
shot.
And they do a little, like, fairy ding.
Never have they frozen on a shot ever before.
It's so strange.
It's so weird.
Then Alex Nation picks Bill. Yuck.
Ugh.
Alicia picks Jules. Yuck.
Ugh.
Shannon picks Connor.
That's fine.
Tennille picks Nathan. Yay.
wee!
Caroline picks Alex, and Zoe picks Mac. What?
I thought she was going to pick Dan.
Yeah, me too.
And she's not attracted to Mac, but then I was also like, oh yeah, Daniel's like a piece of shit, it's fine.
Yeah, at least Mac's a nice man. She doesn't want to be anybody's puppet.
Daniel on the way out says, thanks for the hospitality.
What?
Like he's real pissed or something.
Yeah. And Yvonne leaves, thank God.
Yvonne says, Nathan's going to blow it. He's playing games with her, that's the truth. I don't know what went wrong.
But yeah, because you never fucking listen to her. You psycho.
He still doesn't understand.
He's a fucking weirdo. He's an absolute... Somebody needs to have a chat with him and somebody who's like Shaquille O'Neal size.
Yes.
You need somebody that big that he can be scared of and intimidated by to have a chat with him.
Just from behind like a glass cage or something.
Yeah. Do you know what I found out? In fact, I was listening to a podcast about the rivalry between Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. And it was very interesting, but I found out Shaquille O'Neal was like, I think he was either 10 or 12. Even if he was 12, he was 6 foot, but I feel like he was 10. I think the fact was that he was 6 foot four by the time he was 10. That's fucking psycho. That's Jono's height. Imagine a 10-year-old being as tall as Jono. Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard?
I think that's illegal. I'm pretty sure.
I just can't imagine looking up and being like, that's a child. That's so funny to me. Like, it's just like a big toddler. Like, somebody's, like, accidentally zapped the toddler and they've got big. There's something so funny to me about a kid being 6 foot four.
Okay. I'm just turning the light on because it has gotten so dark in here.
Yeah. Okay.
We've been talking for so long.
Literally, you got here at 2 and it's 6.
There's some... lucky I love spending time with you, my beautiful friend. we have a couple of new reviews.
Oh, yay.
This one's by Finlay Williams. Did we, is this just an updated review? I feel like
maybe
read that name
before.
Maybe
you've done a few updated reviews because you attacked them for their original review.
Rightly so. Very funny pod, even if you haven't watched The Bachelor Married at First Sight. I listen to this at work. It really helps keep my soul alive through the endless monotony. Also, the singing is great. I don't know what's wrong with with anyone who thinks otherwise, keep it up. Don't know if this will pop up, but after the last review, I'm adding that I'm also in the north of the UK. So, like, yeah, please come. Two people's enough ticket money to cover flights, right? Yes, the tickets
are... Yes, those tickets are £4,000 each.
Thank you so much.
Do we have another review?
Yes, from Noob Nug.
Good name.
Yeah. Like 5-star review. Well, we have so many 5-star reviews. I don't know why or who's influencing them. Never have I... It's a seek. Have I ever watched an episode of The Bachelor. Still, this podcast is very entertaining. Naomi and Danielle are very interesting and funny. My only gripe is that Naomi tends to say Danielle's name different to the way Danielle says her own name.
That is true.
However, Danielle doesn't seem to mind, so I guess I shouldn't either. I never noticed that.
Yeah, I say Danielle.
Danielle.
Yeah, but like you say Danielle. I think my nana says Danielle when she says my full name, but she also calls me Dan most of the time.
I've never it's never even occurred to me that I only say it with two syllables. Danielle.
Yeah,
is that Bogan?
I don't know.
Danielle. I feel like that's my bogan coming out. In which case, this is a classist attack on me.
I guess maybe
because
you say...
And that's my defense.
I guess could you say Daniel if you're saying a boy's name? Daniel? But if you're saying a girl's name, I would say Danielle.
Danielle. Fuck. Why? I'm so mad at this person.
You can just say my say it my way if you want.
Noob nug.
I like that you're continually just hearing me say my name Danielle and then
no, just I'm just
at the
saying
same time
it,
saying it Danielle.
I'm comparing them.
Oh, okay.
After you say it.
Can you say it my way?
Danielle.
Yeah, okay. But it sounds weird. It sounds like you're like, I can't speak it. I need to put the letters together.
It's my
Danielle.
Have you noticed that I do that?
Yeah, but I always notice when anybody calls me Danielle, but it doesn't bother me because I'm not one of those people who really like, I don't care if somebody gets my name. Well, that is the biggest difference between me and a lot of open mic male comedians. They really hate it when you get their names wrong. I'm like, nobody is writing down your name when I say it out loud. Okay? Honestly, I promise you that they are not writing down your name.
Yeah, I don't notice when people mispronounce my name, which they do a lot. Because a lot of people call me Naomi, but I don't actually notice.
But me and Johnny call you Noomi.
Well, yeah, that's just a nickname. Yeah. But a lot of people say Naomi, like they'll read N-A and they go, oh, Naomi. But I don't notice it. But other people will often be like, it's Naomi. I'm like, I really didn't notice. But I also do have a gripe about people mispronouncing other names. But I think that comes down to a lot of like.
I think it's only if you tell somebody and then they keep on doing it the other way. That's a strange thing to do.
Yeah. But I feel like when people don't have, like, classically Western names, I try to get it right because I just assume that, like,
I've
heard people complain about, like, they always get their fucking names wrong. Like,
yeah,
you know, they'll tell them their name is Priya and then they're like, okay, Brie. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I always make sure, especially, yeah, if it's, like, a harder name to say. Oh, not, like, harder, but, like, a name that I'm not used to saying or hearing on the daily. That I get it right, and I'll ask them to make sure.
I feel so taken aback by this, by me not knowing how to say your fucking name. Danielle.
I mean, like, I guess Danielle is a variation of Danielle. I just say Danielle. I don't really care. But I know that you're now going to think about it, and next time I see you, you're going to be like, hello, Danielle.
Danielle. I'm going to lose my fucking mind. Because it didn't... In my head, it was still three syllables. Do you know what I mean?
No, because you say it clearly with two syllables.
Yeah, but that's... I'm broken now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You broke me. That's like the way I... No. Noob nug.
Okay.
How's that pronunciation? Noob nug. Nah, just kidding. That's not your... You're all right. The other thing I do is I do really hard A's that people have laugh at me because like, it's really bogan. Like, instead of saying... I can't do it. Amber, I say Amber. Like, it's...
What?
It's like kind of... It's almost like nasally kind of.
Okay.
It's like a bogan twang that I can't get rid of and people make fun of me for it.
Amber.
Amber, yeah, but I go Amber.
What would be say Angel.
Angel, that's a different.
Okay. So it's only the name Amber. That
no,
you can't
it's
say.
Like the A. It's like the A.
Amber.
Amber.
I've never heard that in your voice before.
Yeah, well,
I think
that's because you
something in your head.
Grew up. No, it's because people mock me when I make that A sound.
People mock me when I say pool, so we're even.
That silence was the sound of me pulling back because I've never realized the way you say pool.
Pool, wombat.
Pool.
There's another one.
What's that?
Wombat. When I say wombat, people think it's weird the way I say wombat.
Is it wombat? Almost.
Yeah, wombat. I don't know.
Wombat.
I don't understand that one. I understand pool because everybody from North Queensland says pool in a way. It's like, because we say, I think I've probably gotten better at it because it used to be like pool.
Pool.
Pool. But now I think it's let it. Boris, down here I think they say like pool. 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 Like that. How do you say it?
Pool.
Pool.
Wow, she sounds so metropolitan.
I'm from the pool. Let's go for a swim in the pool.
Cranberry?
Cranberry?
See, the A. I was just thinking about the A sound. Cran. Can't help it.
Crazy. Okay. So,
bag. No, that
that's
one's fine.
Made up. You made that one up.
Big. That's how I say big.
You're just saying A's.
I'm just making up speech impediments now.
Okay, so we need you to write us some reviews. We need you to like the Instagram page, interact with us, babes.
Noobnug broke my brain.
I'm sorry that you broke. That's why Danielle. I'm doing all the wrapping up. I'm doing the wrapping up, and you know I always forget the wrap up. You all right, do like the Facebook page. Do whatever you do on Facebook. The Twitter.
The Twitter Naomi is the best one. Naomi
is big on the Twitter.
I tweet out, man.
In order of best or worst, personally, I like Instagram the best because that's my favorite app. Mm-hmm. But I know Naomi thinks Twitter's number one. Neither of us really do anything on Facebook. Sorry about that, everybody, but Facebook is a piece of shit and we hate it.
Yes. Imagine posting something on Facebook.
Yuck. I haven't posted anything on Facebook, I reckon, in like a year.
Yeah, sometimes I'll share a petition and I'll get like 2 likes and I'm like, this is fine. This is basically a dumping ground.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so I'm going to read you the song that we chose for our second, for this, the song you would have heard at the start. We haven't recorded them yet from this week or last week, so look behind the scenes. this song is called, it was Noobnug.
Noobnug.
Noobnug. Guess what? Your name is, in my head, kind of similar to the name of this song, which is Nouvelle Noël.
Wow, almost the same. Danielle.
Thank you. Okay, this is the bio for Nouvelle Noël. I say, it is such a lovely, brisk day. Aren't the horses lovely? I mean, look at all the horseness they have. They are scoring quite high on the horse-o-meters today. Oh, nothing bovine on this street. Nay. Wait. I was trying to make a joke involving a horse's neigh, combined with archaic positive-negative usage of nay. Then everything went wrong, and I said almost the opposite of the intention. So, without the joke, picture a street where the only animals are the horsiest of horses. No cows or pigs. Okay, there are 2 dogs, but one of them is pretty small, and you can see a cat in one of the windows, but mostly horses. If you added up the weights of all the non-horse, non-humans in the picture, they would weigh less than 1 horse. Okay, so that's the description of Noel.
Oh, Kevin MacLeod. Is this a new song or an old song? Because I am worried about him.
This one is kind of old. It's from the, it's pretty old. It's 2 years old. What, the 26th?
It's like a year and a half old.
Of November. Okay, he's all right. 2017.
He's all right. He's still alive. Oh, good Lord.
Strange bio for that one. But thank you. That's one of our favorites.
Thanks, Kevin MacLeod.
All right, and that's the end of the
pod.
You
paint with words and with music. And grab paper. Thanks for listening. Okay. Thank you, Danielle, for going on this journey for me yet again, Danielle.
And thank you, Naomi. Okay. Bye.
Batch. Batch your bitch.
Paradise.
Batch bitch. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Bitch in paradise.
Batch bitch.
Batch, bitch. Batch, bitch.
I'll be your Shannon if you be my Connor.
I'll be your Yvonne if you stay away from me.
That makes no sense.
It's important to take risks, Danielle.
Thank you, I'm not good at thinking on the fly. I think that's called extra. No.
I was doing that bit that Richie called for work.
Extemporaneous?
I was being extemporaneous. Should we delete this one? We should.
No, I like
one.
It.
Okay. All right, that's the song for this week, guys.
Batch bitch, batch, batch, batch bitch. Babbity bap bap bap, batch bitch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.